This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. A Spirit-directed and empowered witness is seen in the Book of Acts in the life of Stephen. Human interest always stimulates concentration and captures the imagination. We perk up when we see or hear how someone else manages their life. This is especially true when their life circumstances are similar to what we are facing at the time. Anything we learn from others, the less we need to learn through the hard knocks of experience. To do a biographical study of the life of Stephen, take three simple steps. Collect all references in the Bible referring or relating to the character you're studying, and record what you find. If you have a concordance, it will help in this process. Then correlate the material into a character analysis or an historical portrait of the person you're studying. The historical portrait emphasizes events in the person's life, while the character analysis emphasizes the qualities of the person. After you've built the outline, crystallize what you've learned into some applications you can make to your own life. You'll find information about Stephen in the book of Acts, chapter 6 through chapter 8, verse 2, and chapter 22, verse 20. Read and reflect on what you find there about Stephen's life and write down your observations. From all indications, Stephen was a layman in the relatively new congregation in Jerusalem, yet he manifests a significant maturity. We'll continue this study in our next visit. And if you'd like to review this message and others, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives where you'll find these scripts.